Hi, good morning, everybody. If you could turn with me to Matthew chapter 18. So Matthew chapter 18, we are going to read from verse 1 to just verse 6. So verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child to himself and set him before them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes me, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea." Let's pray. Father, Lord, we just give you praise this morning, Lord, and we gather here, Lord, just to seek your face, Lord, and out of a need, God, because we know, just this day, Lord, just we need to be dependent on you, and we need your help, Lord. So, Father, we just pray this morning for us, help us to have open and receiving spirit, and that we would just be able to receive this morning whatever you have in store for us, Lord. We thank you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this passage is probably most commonly referred to as the childlike faith passage. And the context is, at the beginning, the disciples are getting really comfortable with each other and with Jesus. And they're just like chilling out and saying, which of us is going to be the greatest, right? It's pretty silly, right? It'd be like all the associate pastors, Ricky, Nate, Nate, like they'd be saying like, "Yo, who do you think is the best? Who's the best pastor?" Totally the wrong attitude and wrong heart, right? But they're doing this, and they ask Jesus, who's going to be the greatest? And Jesus kind of, obviously, he always doesn't answer as expected. And he pulls a child over and explains that having a childlike heart and some of the childlike characters are the things that are really sought after in the kingdom of God. So if we go to, hold on. Right. So if we look at this verse and we talk about what is childlike faith, right? What does that mean? Most commonly, it would be the parallel of the parent and child relationship, and that would parallel to God and ourselves. So in Proverbs 3, 5, 6, I'll explain more. In Proverbs 3, 5, 6, it says, not 6, just 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding." Correct? Is that to 5? And if you look at it, that's exactly how children are with their parents, right? There's this trust, and they don't understand what is going on, yet they will faithfully obey, right? I mean, I guess if we're looking at a really silly example, it would be even with food. You know, parents, we want our children to eat healthy food, always. But obviously, healthy food is not usually good tasting food. So parents, regardless of how it actually tastes, regardless of even if the parents like it, they'll be like, Like, well, Lauren's maybe not old enough, but eventually, regardless of the taste, Ricky will go to Lauren. Lauren, eat this. It's really good. And for the most part, the child will be like, oh, okay. Right? And then they'll eat it. This sounds silly, but they'll eat it in faith, believing the parent. And then obviously, based on their taste buds, they will decide otherwise. And if we look at it, even a more extreme case, maybe not so good, but reveals this natural tendency that we have as children, is many of us, we have, you know, our parents will say, be a doctor, be a lawyer, be a engineer, be a computer scientist, be a dentist. And then for many of us, even as adults, we go, oh, okay. And our parents tell us why it's really important, and we just do it. Because we trust our parents, right? It's natural. And of course, later we're like, oh man, I actually don't like this. which is not so good. But all to say, this is that parent-child relationship. This is the parent-child relationship. And when God is asking for that childlike faith, I think he wants that in us, right? Because God knows what he's doing. So he wants us to step out in faith in that way. The second thing is, if you look at in chapter 18 and you look at verse 4, Jesus says, whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So when I read this, I definitely was like one of those, not like revelations, but you're like, this is weird, right? Like, why would Jesus compare humility to a child, right? You know, as we watch children play, as I see Elise, and because we were just on the trip, Emma and Micah, they're all playing. Or I see, I'm like, oh, wow, look at Elise. She's really humble. None of us would ever say that, right? We walk into Noah's Ark, and Noah's Ark, especially the older floors, like third, actually all the rooms, it's pretty crazy in there, right? People are, there's just kids crying, they're laughing, they're running around. You're probably walking like, this place is crazy. But with this implication, it would be quite weird if you walked in and said, wow, Noah's Ark, such a humble atmosphere, right? So there's definitely something that doesn't, in our like understanding of humility, connect. Why is God or Jesus referring to humility to a child, right? That childlike humility. So first, just a quick definition of what is humility, and this is usually like a sermon series. So I'm just going to use Pastor Sam's best definition, but add a little to it. So how Pastor Sam defines humility is to be in agreement with God. So he says, if a man said, I'm the king of the universe, and God really agreed with him, and then he really is being humble when he's saying, I'm the king of the universe. If a man says, I'm the scum of this earth, and that's really true, and God is like, yeah, you're the scum of the earth, then you're being humble. Versus if someone says, is actually the scum of the earth and says they're king of the universe, then they're not, and vice versa, right? So it has to do with being in agreement with God. But I would take it a step further and say, it's not just being in agreement of God, but you need to have the revelation and awareness of, I guess, who you are, right? Because sometimes the issue, it's not so much agreeing with God, is we don't know ourselves. Sometimes I'm like this. I'm depressed, and I don't even know I'm depressed, right? So if people ask me like, hey, how are you doing spiritually? And I really don't know because we're all so busy. That's the problem, Hong. We're so busy. We don't know. We don't have the time to even like take a step back and like, hey, what am I feeling, right? Am I satisfied? Am I happy? You know? So if someone asks me like, hey, Kenny, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm good. It's not that I'm trying to lie or be something I'm not, but that would not be humble, right? So you need to have the awareness, and it's also a heart thing, right? So I mean, I was thinking and chatting with Janie, and it'd be this, I don't know if this would even make sense if I were to take this to the extreme, but it would be like, what if a really proud person said to God, God, I'm so proud. I have so much pride. And it's true, right? So would that person be humble? I would say, also, you got to look at the heart, right? Because if you have true revelation that you're proud, or even someone who says, I'm the scum of the earth, and it's true, it's not just knowing you're that, but it's also having a repentant heart about it, right? Because if you're at like happy, like, oh yeah, I'm like, I'm so mean to everybody, and it's true, and then you're not being humble because you haven't had the revelation that it's not good to be mean, right? So at that point, if you're suffering with pride, you go to God, and you have a repentant heart, and you realize that this is something that you're dealing with in your life, and you say to God, God, I'm so proud. At that moment, you're actually no longer proud, but you're humble, right? So it's definitely, it's definitely a heart matter. So that's a basic, sorry, that's kind of long, but that's a basic of what humility is. But when you're comparing it to a child, right, again, I submit to you, I think what one of the ways that God is referring to a childlike humility is actually vulnerability. Because, I mean, if you just look at the way children play, right, they're so easy to become friends with one another, right? Like best friends. Like maybe the initial is really awkward, but after like 5 minutes, best friends, right? Hugging, all that. And the way I would see it is children really live their life with their heart on their sleeve. That's why they cry all the time, right? If you think about it, it's like every little thing is like the end of the world, right? Something doesn't go out of the way. It's they're not just crying like, I'm annoyed. Well, sometimes they're like throwing a tantrum, true. But a lot, they're crying like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever. I even remember, like, one of my memories is I played Chinese checkers. You know, you gotta use marbles, you jump, 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 jump. And I remember I lost. So this is like, I have a pretty good, like, child memory. And I lost. And it's not like I wanted to be a sore loser, but it felt like the worst thing ever. And I just started crying like crazy, like, ah, so heartbroken, right? So as a child, you actually are super vulnerable to everything. Everything you do, you wear with your heart on your sleeve. And then as you grow up, as you gain more experiences, you learn to be a little bit more wiser, right, hopefully. And you be vulnerable to the people that you can trust. However, those people we trust also disappoint us, right? Whether it be friends, in church, family, just relationships, always relationships. And then we put up more and more walls so that people can't hurt us, so that we cannot be disappointed. And we do this unconsciously, but the folly is we do this eventually to everybody, right? And we don't let people hurt us or disappoint us anymore. And we also don't let God hurt us or disappoint us anymore. And I was talking with Thaddeus and Yiling about house church recently, and we're saying, like, oh, how do we really get people, Because as a house church leader, you're always thinking of your sheep. How do we get people to really open up? How do we get people to be vulnerable? And even every at the end of every year or when you start every house church season, when you kind of give people the opportunity to assess and ask them, hey, what do you want as a house church? Not just the leaders, but we want to hear from you guys. And everyone always says, I wish we could be more vulnerable with one another so we can go deeper in relationship. But it's never that simple. Just saying it and doing it. And the thing is, if you were to define vulnerability, it's not someone who shares a lot or is very comfortable and shares on many topics, right? Because we're trying to say, well, what does that look like, being vulnerable? And even as a leader, we want to demonstrate that. So, you know, if I were to talk about the sin in my past or my terrible relationship, or this hypothetical, but like, or I had like even like abusive parents and I shared that openly, does that make me vulnerable? Not necessarily. Because in some ways, if you're comfortable about it, you're secure, but that doesn't actually make you vulnerable. Being vulnerable is sharing something where you're insecure about it, right? So you give people the opportunity to actually reject and hurt you, right? Where someone could say, you say something, you pour it out your heart, and then someone says, oh, that's stupid. Get over it, right? So being vulnerable isn't just being open, it's actually sharing your heart, right? And that's exactly, again, what children are like, right? So let's close our eyes. And I just want to give everyone a moment. I know it's been a while, but I want to give you a chance, because I always hear, as I talk to different people, how they were so different when they're children, right? I recently asked, you know, our fearless leader, Pastor Sam, so strong. But I recently, we were just on staff retreat, and we're talking, and I was like, hey, Pastor Sam, what were you like a child? And to my kind of surprise, he says, actually, I was a really good, like, soft-hearted, helpful kid. I would, like, help my mom with the dishes and all this stuff. And then, you know, and then he, if you know the story, he immigrated to the U.S. And I think he suffered through some racism and all that. And he definitely toughened up a lot along the way. So as we take a moment, think back to when you were also just a child, right? You know, when you met new people, the way you looked at your parents when they asked you to do something, the trust you had, and in some ways the freedom that you had as a child. Just think back for a second.
Higher than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave.
Is there a guitar? Can you hear it?
One thing remains. Your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love. and on and on and on it goes. It overwhelms and satisfies my soul. And I never ever have to be afraid. This one thing remains. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love, higher than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave, constant in the power of the change. This one thing remains. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love. In death, in life, I'm confident and covered by power of your great love. My debt's been paid, if nothing that can separate my heart from your great love. Again. In death, in life, I'm confident and covered by the power of your great love. My debt's been paid. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love. Your love never fails, it never lives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never lives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love. Your love never fails, never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love.
So if you get a sense that maybe you're missing a little bit of that childlike faith, that element of trust in God as the Father, or even that vulnerability to let God lead you, then just take a moment to go before the Lord and ask Him. Ask Him. Because one, this is something that the Father desires, but hopefully number two, it's something that you desire as well, to have that type of childlike relationship with the Father. So take a moment and just make your requests known to God. you could join me and turn to the screens for our community focus, let's pray for those suffering from cancer, chemo, as well as just recovering as well. And let's really pray with expectation, with childlike faith. Let's also cover those who are suffering from illness and salvation, or and also need salvation. And let's also cover the people with infirmities. And let's lift up those who are seeking out jobs. Let's ask for God to lead them to, and also for doors to open as well. Let's go to our Friday mission focus. Let's cover Singapore, our SPSG plant, and just their transition, and also their space that they're in need of finding. Let's also lift up our Indonesia ministry, SPIN, or S-P-I-N, a.k.a. Feibe. And also, let's lift up Kupang. Let's lift up our mission committee, P. Ricky, Tim, Janella, John, Jamie, and James, as well as P. Sam, just for unity, as well as just a real love for our missionaries and also just help them and lead them to give them a real vision for especially this summer with all the trips, and really help Pastor Ricky just to prepare the training session. So this is will be a first for him, but let's ask for God's provision in every area. Let's lift up the local outreach team, which involves the Community Center, Agape Home, SP Lights, Freedom Ministry, Bridge, Drug Rehab Ministries. Let's pray for just for God to continue the move, to really move in the area of especially relationships, and for people to just be transformed. Let's pray for tonight's activities. So we can, if you could cover the IP team as well as both SPU and Yahweh. SPU and Yahweh tonight will have Friday Night Fire. So if you could cover us. Finally, let's lift up the house churches tonight. Pray for that these house churches would all be house churches where people can encounter God. And even as we're coming close to the season, that people would really just really connect with one another and go deeper with one another as well. Father, you are a good, good God, good, good Father, Lord. And even though sometimes we do not act like children, act as children do towards you, Lord, you always act as a father to us, Lord. You always are seeking after us. You're always looking to take care of us. You're always thinking about us, Lord. Always, Lord. And we just want to say that we're sorry for not reciprocating just the incredible love for us, Lord. But we want to, Lord. So we ask for your help today, God. And we are committed, God, just to being really children towards you, God. Help us to just increase our trust, Lord. Increase our trust and to trust you as you have designed us to trust, and that we would be open and vulnerable to you, Lord. Open and vulnerable, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Help us this day, Lord. And we just want to walk with you, and we want to see you at work today, Lord, and just receive all the blessings you have in store for us. We thank you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a great day, and just continue to spend time with God.